Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at what the Bible says about the reality of heaven. A story is told of two men who were dying in the same town, but across the town from one another. One was a very wealthy man who had amassed a great fortune in his lifetime and had thoroughly enjoyed spending it on his own pleasures. He had a Victorian home that was richly decorated, full of antiques and very expensive paintings. He had an expensive car outside and a boat on a nearby lake. But the second man had not become rich in his lifetime, but he had loved the Lord and worked faithfully in his church. The first man, as he was dying, was heard to moan over and over again, "I'm leaving home, I'm leaving home." But the second man, while he was dying, had a glow on his face, saying, "I'm going home, I'm going home." If heaven is going to be your home when you die, then you have much to be excited about. You should have a great anticipation and absolutely no fear of dying whatsoever. The promise of what heaven holds for us should give us great comfort while we're walking through this earth. Yesterday, I talked about several attributes of heaven that we find in the Word of God. The first one that I mentioned is that heaven is a literal paradise. Jesus promised the thief on the cross that today you will be with me in paradise. The second attribute of heaven is that there will be absolutely no darkness in heaven, no nighttime at all. It'll always be daytime there. The third attribute that we discovered in Scripture is that heaven is a place with no tears, no pain, no sorrow, no crying, and no more death. And then lastly, we talked about how heaven is a place of rest and of comfort. No matter what you have endured in this lifetime, heaven will be such a place of rest and comfort, you won't even remember the trials you experienced. Today I want to talk about several other beautiful attributes of heaven that we can find in the Bible. One is the promise that heaven is a place of tremendous joy. Perhaps you've had a lot of sorrowful events in your life. You can look forward to tremendous joy in heaven. God wants you to have joy while you're on this earth, and when you have His presence with you, and He's promised us His presence while we're walking through this earth, you can have a fullness of joy. But it will not even compare to the joy that will be experienced in heaven. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus gave us a parable, and a parable is a story from which we're to gather, usually a single truth. And in this parable called the Parable of the Talents, Jesus compared this story to the kingdom of heaven. Starting at verse 14 in Matthew 25, the scriptures read, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability, and immediately went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more. But he who had received 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more talents besides them.' His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, "Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them." His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Therefore, you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This parable gives us a picture of eternal rewards and eternal punishment. The ones who were rewarded, the first 2 in that parable, were invited to partake of the joy of the Lord eternally. There is great joy and there's eternal joy without a time limit on it. In our human understanding and in our earthly sphere that we live in, joy always seems to be so short-lived, and then it's interrupted by some concern or perhaps some difficulty or even some tragedy. But heaven is a place of unending eternal joy. The second attribute I want to bring to your attention today about heaven is that it has been designed by God, the great architect, as a beautiful city. Many people have thought about heaven as some type of ethereal, non-place, something non-material. And perhaps it's non-material in the way that we know material things, but it is very real and it is a very definite place. It is not just some concept or idea. Heaven has been designed as a beautiful city. John the Apostle, who wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit the book of Revelation, was given, you could say, a tour of many things that were to come in the future, but he was also given insight into heaven, and he saw many things that God allowed him to see so that we could have insight into both future things that were to come, the end of the world judgment, but also about heaven itself. And in Revelation 21, we find these words, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." And this description of heaven found in Revelation 21 goes on to talk about how ornately designed with jewels even the very walls of the foundation. It says in verse 18 of Revelation 21, "And the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall were adorned with all kinds of precious stones." And it goes on to describe 12 different precious stones that were embedded in this foundation of the wall of the city. And it talks about the 12 gates, which were 12 pearls. Each gate was 1 pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold. Heaven has been designed by God as the most beautiful city ever seen. There's no city on earth, even the most beautiful city you can imagine, that will even touch the beauty, the brilliance, the magnificence, the ornate decoration that will be seen in this city called New Jerusalem, which is heaven itself, that new heaven that will be brought down, where people will reside forever with God. Another attribute of heaven that you can look forward to, if it's going to be your eternal home, is that heaven, this amazing place, this beautiful city, has mansions for each of its residents. Jesus gave us this insight in John 14:2, and he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." In this beautiful city, our dwelling places, beautiful dwelling places, mansions, the Bible calls them, for the very residents of heaven. Heaven is a place for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to go to when they die a natural death and their physical body ceases to function. Your spirit will leave your body and you will go. You'll keep living. You'll have eternal life, and every person has eternal life. It's just, what kind of life will you have? Will it be eternal torment in hell, very much alive, feeling the torments of hell? Or will it be eternal life in heaven, this place of great and tremendous beauty and tremendous joy? Make sure that you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, committed your life to him, asked him to forgive you of your sins, and you will be able to make heaven your home for all of eternity. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the reality of heaven. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.